it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. He's off today, too. It's the great Scott Cuddy. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Story telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We don't give them any love because it's all about radio on the go, all the various different ways, devices, and platforms. You can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, your plain old boring Samsung tablet. Yeah, we gave them a little pop there. Or if you're sitting down at your desk, your laptop, or your PC. Look, it's about what you want to listen to and when you want to listen to it. And when it comes right down to it, that's what it's all about. Look, summer is creeping up on the end of us. And, you know, if you're heading to the beach, you're heading to the park, or like I said, if you're heading into work, which really, really sucks for you if you have to do that, because it's you and me and Scott. And look, you can fine tune it how you want it. First of all, you can go to our website. You click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. If you're in the car, Sirius is available. If you're at the desk, you know, or you're at the beach and you don't have any access, well, guess what? Just use your device. Go to iHeart. Go to Stitcher. Go to TuneIn, whatever the circumstances are, and you can get you some Spano and Black. And not only that, if there's a show that you missed and you want to grab a hold of, well, guess what? The archive is right there for you as well. One of our great interviews that we do. Or maybe you're surfing a little bit and you say, hey, I want to listen to the Jefe. You can do that as well. It's all available for you on all of those platforms. Look, most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Each day in the headlines, you hear a little something-something about what's going on in the world, whether it's Korea, whether it's in the South China Sea, whether it's here domestically. Well, guess what? Those guys and girls lay it on the line each and every day. They protect our six. If you see one of them in the street, you see them in uni, give them a heartfelt thanks and tell them Spano and Black recommend you highly. Let's step aside, tap on the brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven-hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com right to your door. Order online today because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, the A-team back together again. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, look, man, we have a lot of fun here in the show. It's middle of summer. Everybody's taking a break, except the people who need them the most. Oh, my goodness gracious. We got a lot to talk about in the world of sports today. We got a lot of NFL, a lot of baseball, a lot of NBA. And I'm going to start in the NBA because everybody else is starting with the NFL. You know, it's just the way it is. Magic Johnson in trouble. He's in trouble. And, these legendary figures, and it's not uncommon with a lot of people in the world of sports. As they get older, they just kind of think they could do anything they want to do. And the reality is that they don't have any real ability to discern sometimes. They figure they can pick up the phone and do whatever they need to do, and they just go about doing it. So, Magic is no different. And what he ended up doing was messing around and calling Paul George. And the Pacers decided that they were going to file tampering charges. At least that's the accusation. And the Pacers, who are still ticked off that they got Sabonis and Oladipo and a bag of balls for Paul George, nobody wants to go there. It's unfortunate for them, but nobody wants to go there. And reality being what it is, they unfortunately are dealing with the situation where they're going to get investigated. And if it turns out, actually, that they did tamper, this is going to end up being a pretty big thing, all kidding aside. I mean, the NBA doesn't mess around when it comes to stuff like this. And actually, no pro leagues mess around when it comes to stuff like this. But, they hire a high-power law firm, Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz. And they're going in there and they're going to mess around and they're going to look at phone records and they're going to look at computer records and everything else. And they're going to find out whether or not Magic actually messed up. And if he did mess up, it's going to cost. And what I mean by that, money is one thing. And they'll give him the old, we're going to give you a hefty fine, and they'll fine him $500,000 or $1 million, whatever. And, that hurts. I mean, you're a multimillionaire, you're a billionaire. It doesn't matter. That hurts. But the reality is that they're probably going to lose a draft pick. And if that ends up happening, then everything the Lakers are trying to do takes a major step backwards. You look at what they've done. They make the trade with D'Angelo Russell to the Nets, and they managed to get Timofey Mozgov included in that deal. And the Nets knew what they were doing. They had salary cap room. They took on a salary that they're going to get stuck with for three more years, this one and two more. But they wanted D'Angelo Russell, who was a former lottery pick, and considering they don't draft picks of their own. But the Lakers, in doing that, shed salary, They got Brook Lopez, who will make them better this year, but then Brook Lopez will be gone because his salary and his contract come off the books after this year. So they're going to be able to appeal to all these free agents that are out there, whether or not LeBron renounces and whether or not Paul George decides after playing a year in Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook that OKC ain't the place for him, even though it's a nice city. And then they're going to have to make a decision as to who they're going to go after. Maybe they go after both because they'll have room for two. But with the addition of Lonzo Ball and the various other guys on that roster, the core is in place for them to make a big move quickly. But part of that is on the assumption that, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, they're going to go to the playoffs. They're not going to the playoffs this year. They don't have enough talent yet to go to the playoffs. And the talent that they do have, although it's good, is not mature talent. So they don't have the ability as of yet to do it. Okay, well, you know, so what's going to happen? Well, we're going to get another lottery pick and hopefully a top three pick, and hopefully we're going to end up getting one of those core pieces where we bring them in and then reach out to LeBron and reach out to Paul George and hopefully bring in the best of the best of the best because everybody wants to play with the Lakers. And we go from nothing to contending for a championship overnight. Well, this could put the fly in the ointment, the monkey in the wrench, and all the things that we like to talk about, because you can't do this. Now, what I'm going to be interested in seeing is whether or not they really hold Magic's feet to the fire. You know? I mean, it's all well and good. He's the face of the franchise. He's on my top 10 of all time. You know, we don't do lists here on this show, but every once in a while when it does come up and people start talking about, oh, this guy was great, that guy was great, is you know, who's the best player in the history of the game, Michael, or is it LeBron? And well, for me, it was Bill Russell, but that's another conversation. But with that, all that being involved, Magic is just one of the greatest players I ever saw in my life. There was nothing he couldn't do. Nothing. And as an executive, he does have to learn that when there was traveling in basketball, you got the whistle blown on you. Well, when there's tampering in basketball, you get the whistle blown on you as well. And he's getting the whistle blown on him right now. Maybe. We'll see. It could just be sour grapes on the part of the Pacers. But according to Fred Katz from ESPN, he states that this has been stewing and that the Pacers made it clear that they planned to file a complaint of tampering before they even traded Paul George. And the bone of contention is that Magic contacted Paul George when he was still under contract with the Pacers. You know, if you take it back to the Jimmy Kimmel interview, when Magic first got hired, because, you know, Jimmy's out in L.A. and it's all based, and Magic came out and the place went wild. And we'll get into the Clippers here in a second because they got a little something going on too. But honestly, you know, he talked openly about players he wanted. And, you know, doing that on a talk show is one thing. If he reached out and made contact directly with Paul George and said, hey, you know, ain't much we can do. We're going to try to trade for you, but, you know, they're asking too much because they know they can bleed us of draft picks. You know, they want D'Angelo Russell and they want, you know, two number ones and they want this and they want that and they want the other thing. We ain't going to do it. But a year from now, when you're free up, come pay us a visit. And, you know, but, you know, that's okay. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But honestly, that's the way it is right now. And if they end up finding him, you know, we shall see what happens. because it could end up being the fine and the draft pick. And if it is the draft pick, then everything takes a step back. You know, again, these guys, you know, you want to play with the big boys, and I mean in the executive room, in the boardroom. You got to know the rules. And from all accounts, there was contact between the two of them. And that is a no-go. It's different for LeBron to call up and say one thing. Or it's different for, you know, name the player. You know, name a Los Angeles Laker. Pick up and call LeBron. It's all good. But honestly, you know, you got to be able to know your stuff. And if you don't, you're going to pay the price. It's Tapping the Brakes. Step aside. When we come back, we'll give you more of the Spano and Black Tag right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
And there you go, heart of a champion. Well, you know, nobody's going to deny that Magic Johnson is a champion, not in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, again, you got to learn the ropes if you're going to play by the rules. And that first segment into the fact that, you know, it's a legitimate conversation that the Pacers are having with the league and Lee's going to go into it. Now, you know, and I want to take it back to what I was talking about with players talking to one another. You know, it's a players' league. And I don't mean just the fact that players can make or break a coach and, you know, they talk. Everybody talks. But in this world of social media where everybody's texting back and forth and talking back and forth and Instagramming back and forth and you know, Skyping back and forth and everything that gets done, there's no secrets. And that's the most important thing. You know, the ability of these guys to communicate, and we talk about it all the time when it comes to endorsements, but the world of sports is just down to literally a microchip. It's everybody knows what everybody else is doing. There's no it may be a small market as far as how your team is spending, but it is not a small market as far as the reality of who knows what's going on in a particular town in a particular conversation with the particular player. And that's the case with what's been going on recently. And it all started with LeBron and the decision when they put the super team together down in Miami. And a bunch of these guys figured out, hey, I can pretty much decide where I want to go and what I want to do. And that's a good thing. I like that. And so the conversations take place. Melo was up here LeBron was up here in New York talking with Melo and talking to, you know, maybe he was trying to convince him to come to Cleveland. Melo wants to go to Houston. Or maybe he told him, I'm leaving Cleveland. So don't come. Stick to your guns. Go to Houston. You know, we don't know. He can do that. Magic Johnson can't. And, you know, if it ends up costing them a draft pick, he will have screwed up mightily in the rebuilding, you know, in the rebuilding process. You know, and there were people. You know, and I pop out on the social media and I look at, you know, what the fans have to say, what the sports fans have to say. And a lot of it is ignorant. But you know something? They're the fans. And ultimately, they're dropping coin or they're tuning in. And they're going to decide who's watching and who's listening and who's paying. And you got to see the comments out here. You know, Magic is morally bankrupt. Leech. You know, the NBA is boring and crooked, referencing the Kings and the Lakers back in 2002, the Tim Donaghy scandal. You know, gambling with MJ. Now, I saw, you know, one of the things that is probably, and I don't know if it's within the jurisdiction of the commissioner, Adam Silver. But if it turns out that there was tampering with Paul George, well, there should be a prohibition where Paul, they can't negotiate with Paul George. And I'm all for that. Again, I don't know if it legally it's within his jurisdiction. I mean, you know, you can go back to the David Stern era. And the Chris Paul trade. You know, and he voided that trade. Now, would it be within his jurisdiction to say you can't sign Paul George? I don't know. I think on the end of prohibiting the Lakers from doing it, it probably would be okay. But then you're restricting the right of an individual, in this case Paul George, to decide where he wants to work. And I don't know legally if that's within the boundaries of the commissioner's power, because it certainly isn't within the boundaries of the United States of America. So it's interesting. It is interesting. One of the great things is that, you know, and I saw this and I thought it was brilliant. You know, NBA to Paul George. Did Irvin Johnson Jr. call you when you were in Pacers uniform? Paul George. Nope. Case closed. And, you know, again, it's Magic. And this is where, you know, fans get cynical. Because there's major money involved. You know, Lakers, Celtics, two preeminent franchises in the NBA. I wish they'd include the Knicks in that mix. And, you know, let's start, if you're going to start fixing stuff, let's start fixing the Knicks. But, you know, they want the Lakers to be premier again. And to their credit, putting Magic Johnson back in charge of the franchise and making him the face of the franchise, you know, quite frankly, is something I would have done. You know, he's got a legit GM there to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, but the guy doesn't really have any power. You know, he can make a trade, but Magic's going to sign off on it. I mean, hell, Jeannie Buss fired her own brother to get this set up. But, you know, again, it struck me just being, you know, I'm all the national anthem crap, we'll get to that. But honestly, you know, they want the Lakers to be back on top. And, of course, the other aspect of it is they want a rivalry in L.A. You know, Jerry West goes cross town after being involved with, you know, multiple franchises, and everywhere he's gone, those teams have gotten significantly better because he knows what the hell he's doing, even at 79 or however the hell old he is. But, you know, there he is in L.A. And, man, they would love nothing more than to have a true Clipper-Laker rivalry where the place would just be rocking. And I mean, the Lakers that own the town, they always have and they always will. But if they were able to get that up and going, well, hell, that's good for basketball. The Celtics are, you know, knocking on the door of contending for a championship. Well, if the Lakers are able to do that in 2 years or so, well, that's good for basketball. I get that. You know, beats having an Indiana, you know, Portland final. No knock on either city or either state. I've been to both. I love Portland, one of my favorite cities in the world. Great stuff. But when it comes to TV ratings and marketability and Q and all the other things that are involved, well, guess what? I want the Lakers and the Celtics. Okay. The storied rivalry, E60 presents new Lakers Celtics. Yeah, okay. But it would really hurt if for whatever reason the Lakers don't get that pick. And look, there's guys in this draft coming up that are going to be available. And, you know, whether it's the Celtics sitting there with Marvin Bagley or Michael Porter Jr., because they're right now consensus 1-2. Lakers will be there as well. You know, they hope to find another piece, another guy. Well, we'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAYS, the phone number, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And speaking of the Clippers, you know, the Clippers have reached out to OKC assistant GM Michael Winger. And he's a guy that he's worked with Cleveland and he's worked with the Thunder and came up through the tree of Sam Presti and company, R.C. Buford, Greg Popovich. And they would like him to come to Los Angeles as Jerry West tries to set up that franchise for the future. Now, this doesn't bode well for Doc Rivers. You know, they already took his GM job away from him. They are trying to create a structure, and I think rightfully so. And look, you know, Doc went in there. He took advantage of the drunk Donald Sterling. Rightfully so, because I would have too for the amount of money he was offering. And got a whole bunch of power. And in getting that whole bunch of power, he had player personnel control, and he could do what he wanted. He brought in the players that he wanted to do. And, you know, and most coaches certainly have a lot of input, but they're not necessarily running the organization where they can do anything they want. And guess what? Doc was doing that. And Doc made some pretty bad decisions. You know, they had a core group of players that had an opportunity to win a championship, and that window has not only closed, it has slammed shut. And part of the reason why was that they were never able to get the depth that if they took a hit, they were going to take said hit and be able to survive it. Well, they weren't able to do it. Well, we're going to survive with some commercials coming up here in just a couple of seconds. That's all well and good. We got to pay the bills. You know what the deal is. Scott gets the most money in the network history. No, I'm sorry. He doesn't do that. So, somebody does. I know it isn't us. But with that being said, let's tap on the brakes. We're going to step aside. When we come back, more NBA here on the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven-hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com right to your door. Order online today. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
John F. Kennedy bringing us back to the attack. Oh, wait, maybe not so much. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. It's interesting because the next 5 years in the NBA, I mean, collective bargaining is all great, it's kumbaya land with the people that run the union and with the league and with the, I mean, it really is. It's they're in the best place. Unlike with Damaris Smith in the NFL, where he said, you know, I'm projecting down to 2025, we're going to have a labor stoppage. What? Man, that's some real negotiating right there. Yeah. We're going to project 8 years down the line, and I'm telling you we're going to go on strike. Oh, that's good. I want you repping me. But with that being said, health is good in the NBA. And the Clippers are in an interesting position right now because the large shadow of the Lakers is looming over them. And they're going to be good real soon. You know, a lot of it's going to depend on Lonzo and his ability to play, of course. But he looked, you know, I watched the summer league and I got a good eye for basketball. And he has an issue with his shot. And he's a little slow-footed on defense. But he makes the effort. One thing I did notice defensively, he knows how to get into the passing lanes. And if he's able to do that, you know, some of the not being able to keep up with the quicker guards will be compensated for by his ability to deflect passes and things along those lines. He's got a lot of length. And he's a pass-first point guard. And with that being said, you know, they got a future. Well, the Clippers are going to have to keep up. And they're really trying to do that under Jerry West. And don't forget, you know, having Steve Ballmer own this organization is a hell of a lot different than Donald Sterling. They're legit. They're going to stay legit for a long time. And they have to keep up with the Joneses being the Lakers. Now, if the Lakers take a hit with this tampering stuff, well, that's going to help them a little bit. That's going to give them a little breathing room. But, you know, there's a real distinct possibility that LeBron ends up in L.A. next year. You know, let's be honest about it. Because he ain't staying in Cleveland. It's not going to happen. He hates the owner, and the owner hates him. He came back because he felt bad about what went down when he left for Miami. He got them the title that he promised, so they can never go back to completely re-hating him. But he's going to move on. And he's 99% to end up in L.A. with the Lakers, not the Clippers. And he would like nothing better than be able to turn around an organization that is in need of turning around. And him and Magic and, you know, Luke Walton, Lonzo, and Lonzo's dad would be looming in the LeVar, and, you know, with their hands all over the Larry O'Brien trophy. And they would love to have that happen. So the Clippers are going to have to counter that. And they want to get Michael Winger in there to run the general manager's position. Okay. They have Lawrence Frank. You know. And Lawrence Frank is behind the scenes. He's a technical savant when it comes to breaking down tape and everything else. You know, don't forget, he had one of the great runs in the history of the NBA when he took over the Nets. He didn't lose a game for like a month and a half. And, you know, but he's never gotten another opportunity. And when he's with the Knicks, they put him in a closet, locked the door, and threw away the key. I mean, literally. They put him in a soundproof booth to look at tape. But, you know, if they're able to get Michael Winger, then all the pieces are in place. You know, Doc can coach. How much longer remains to be seen, because when you bring in a new boss, he may have his own thing in mind as far as what he wants to do. But, I mean, I could see Monty Williams going to the Clippers. I think that would be a hell of a good move. But, and with the Oklahoma City roots, you know where I'm coming from. But then they could line up and at least compete with the Lakers. Lakers are always going to win the city. Even when they were bad, Clippers had a hard time keeping up. But, you know, looking at the two rosters and comparing the two rosters, well, you know, the way it's projected right now, the core of the Lakers is pretty good. You know, Lonzo Ball, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, and Brooke Lopez. That's a borderline playoff team. And Jordan Clarkson. That's not a bad core. You know, the ghost of Luol Deng. But, I mean, Jordan Clarkson can play 30 minutes, 15 points a game. I mean, he's a good player. Again, they're putting a core together. Caldwell Pope, same deal. You know, it's a 1 year, 18 mil. You know, they're going to have to figure it out. But he's a pretty solid player. 13 points, almost 14, three rebounds, 2.5 assists, and, you know, 2 3-pointers per game. And he plays defense. He's got length. Where it gets interesting is with the rest of their core. I mean, you know, Brandon Ingram supposedly is untouchable. They really think he's going to evolve into something special. But how's he going to feel if LeBron James comes in? You know, how's that going to play out? And a 6'9", 190, he's still got to grow into his body. He was a rookie last year. But he showed amazing flashes. He's not going to be LeBron. Nobody's going to be LeBron. But how's he going to feel if LeBron comes flying into town and takes his position and he's got to come off the bench? You know, Julius Randle finally got a healthy year out of him. 74 games. 13 points and almost 9 boards. That's got to step up another level. They need to get him to 15-10. If they do that in the power forward position, you know, him, LeBron, the other guys that I talked about on the depth chart, you got something going there. You know, Brooke Lopez, he won't be there. You know, he's going to cash his chips in and go someplace else. And unfortunately for him, because here's a guy that, you know, he is a legit 20-point scorer a game. He's also 29 years old with a history of foot problems. And he's not a strong rebounder. But he's got 22.6 that comes off the books next year. And the question is, who will sign him after that? Now, in the grand scheme of Danny Ainge, I would sign him. I'd sign him in a heartbeat after this year. Because, you know, for all the people, Celtics are not going to win the championship this year. They're lacking in certain areas. They lost a whole lot of grit in Avery Bradley. Their defense is not great. You know, they lost a little bit of edge with Olenek and Bradley. Getting Gordon Hayward certainly, you know, will help them offensively. But Al Horford is still playing out of position, still bitching about it, and I don't blame him. Man's played his entire career out of position. So, I mean, I could see a Brooke Lopez going there to Boston and signing a nice little 2 or 3 year deal. And maybe that puts the Boston Celtics over the top. But with that being said, I want to get back to Los Angeles. You know, the Lakers are going to be in good position. And if they are able to bring in LeBron, even not bringing in Paul George, let's just say they brought in LeBron only, they'd be in pretty good shape to make a run. You know, that's Lonzo, Clarkson, because I don't know if they'd re-sign Pope or not. He's on a one-year flyer. Randall, LeBron, they got to give more depth. Yeah, they got some guys on the roster, but that's all fluid. Vanderbilt, the Tyler Innes's of the world, all that kind of good stuff. Larry Nance Jr. All well and good, but you know, again, they could tweak those pieces. And with Brook Lopez coming off the books, because you know, if you're going to look at anything Magic has done thus far, that trade, getting the two antagonists out of the locker room, getting Nick Young out of the locker room, getting D'Angelo Russell out of the locker room. To me, I mean, not only from the salary cap perspective and the fact that they brought back talent, he brought back talent in Brook Lopez. The Lakers were in danger of having happened to them what happened to the Washington Wizards when they had John Wall and Andre Blatch and JaVale McGee and, you know, a whole bunch of guys in there that were good young basketball players. And they were all fighting for time and who was going to be the face of the organization and everything else. And it ended up becoming a complete losing atmosphere, which poisoned the locker room. They got rid of everybody but Wall. And now they're winning. Him and Bradley Beal. Lakers were in real danger of having that happen. And they got rid of the protagonists, the antagonists. Russell's with the Nets. Nick's gone. No issues. And ultimately, that's what matters. Because now they're going to bring in winners. They're going to bring in LeBron. Rings are going to be in the locker room. Magic will come down with his rings, and LeBron will come in with his rings. And they'll have a nice conversation about how to win in the NBA. And it's going to benefit all those guys. And some of those kids may not like the fact that their role is going to be diminished. And I got news here. They'll move them right off the roster. Won't even hesitate. You know. And that'll be cool. But they'll get it done. Unless they have to take a big step back this year. Because I tell you what, this ain't in the plans. And LeBron may have screwed the pooch. What do you say we step aside here? We're going to tap on the brakes. And when we come back, we'll wrap up hour one here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Now you're back with the Attack. And, wrapping up the basketball here. And just, I gave you a little rundown on the Laker roster and what their possibilities are. Well, you know, the Clippers are trying to do it on the fly as well. I mean, the big trade that they made. And the pieces that they got back, some are serviceable, some aren't. I mean, it's Patrick Beverley, Austin Rivers, Danilo Gallinari, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan projected right now, which is a borderline playoff team. Borderline. You know, Danilo already broke his hand in a fist fight, so he's perpetually hurt. They're putting it on Blake, and they want the big man to be able to come through and use his athleticism for the next 2 to 3 years before the wheels start to fall off. And they think they can contend. They signed the Magic Johnson of Europe, Milos Teodosic. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. They got Lou Williams, Sam Decker on the roster. You know, they have depth on that roster. But the question is, you know, what kind of depth and whether or not it translates into winning in the NBA. They have legit skills. And chances are pretty good that if Teodosic can guard anybody, he'll start. And he's going to make sure that the ball gets to Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan where it needs to be. You know, where it goes from there, you know, Lou Williams will end up starting. Austin Rivers will come off the bench unless they move him. And if he and Patrick Beverley are in a position to provide that depth off the bench with Sam Decker, he's going to get a lot of playing time because Gallinari will be hurt. Well, you know, they're a pretty good team. The question is, will they be able to attract free agents now that Magic is involved with the Lakers? And watching that rivalry go forward will be really interesting. Let's tap on the brakes. We're going to head to the news. Make sure you stay tuned for hour two of the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is going to tell the nation what his strategy for Afghanistan is in a primetime address tonight. The White House describes that 9 p.m. Eastern address as an update on the path forward in the decade-and-a-half-long war against the Taliban. U.S. Senate Democrat Tim Kaine says he'll be looking forward to hearing that strategy.
The troop strength question is sort of the cart before the horse. The real question is, what is our strategy?
10 sailors are still missing after a U.S. Navy destroyer collides with an oil tanker east of Singapore early this morning. It involves the USS John S. McCain. 4 injured sailors were airlifted to a hospital in Singapore. The vessel is now safely at a naval base in the Philippines. But desperate search and rescue operations are continuing near the scene of that collision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korean forces are underway amid heightened tension with North Korea. These operations are to run until the end of the month. Just before they began, North Korea issued a new warning saying it could launch a merciless strike against the U.S. at any time. Millions of Americans will be viewing an eclipse of the sun for the first time in 40 years. Here's more from Scott Pringle in New York.
A total eclipse will be visible for a few minutes in a dozen states, starting first in Oregon and then ending with South Carolina. Here in New York, the moon will align with 71% of the sun.
I got glasses. I'm going to go outside. I work in Midtown.
Boss is letting you out?
Yeah.
How excited are you for the eclipse today?
Too busy to think about it, but it'll be interesting maybe.
Historic. It's great. I'm interested in it, but I don't have the glasses, so I'm not going to watch it.
Folks are urged to use the so-called eclipse glasses or would risk eye damage looking directly at the eclipse without them.
USA Radio News.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
CNN's reporting a so-called sonic attack on American diplomats in Cuba was more widespread than previously thought. According to CNN, more than 10 U.S. diplomats and family members in Havana had to get treatment for the attacks, and 5 Canadian diplomats in Cuba also reported symptoms. Praise and appreciation for Jerry Lewis still pouring in. The legendary comedian and also humanitarian passed away at his Las Vegas home yesterday. Jerry Lewis was 91. Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich is calling for President Trump to settle the White House staffing situation once and for all. On State of the Union on CNN, Kasich said changes in staffing often causes chaos and reduces efficiency. He says, quote, "You have to be focused. You have to build a team." Steve Bannon left his post as chief strategist 2 days ago and is the latest top Trump aide to depart. And this weekend's top movie at the box office, the action comedy starring Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds, The Hitman's Bodyguard. It earned nearly $22 million in its first week in theaters. Last week's number one, Annabelle Creation, was second, making about $15.5 million in its second week in release. Remember, you can catch us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, is that your Roberto? He's off. I don't know how this happens. He's off. And Scott Cuddy's working. What the heck is up with that? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is. Social media land is where most people operate, quite frankly. But that being said, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're going to grab anything on this network, and not just me, it could be Tittle with the titillating sports. It could be Jerry and Overnight Semi-Conscious America. It could be the Hefe Ron Barr. It could be whatever you're looking to grab. Wrestling Observer. It really doesn't matter. Well, it's all about the devices, the platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but everything else that I just mentioned. And look, it's your iPhone, it's your Android, it's your tablet, it's your PC, it's your laptop. You could be on the way to the office. You could already be in your office. It's after 9 o'clock Eastern time, so it's a beautiful thing. And you want to grab you some Spano and Black? Well, you click on the Listen Live button on our website, and there you are. It's the award-winning website. It's the AVN. Award-winning website, and that's all well and good. You want to know what AVN is, look it up. Again, heading to the beach, the sands of the hourglass are ticking out on summer, baby. It's coming to an end, and if you're heading to the park, you're heading to the beach, you're heading on vacation, you're heading for the freaking eclipse of the sun, which, thank goodness, when it finally passes over, because I'm tired of hearing about it. Although I got many friends in many places going to Tennessee to go see it. They're already there. And boy, are they dealing with traffic up there. Good for the motel business, though. That's not so bad. So, get you some Spano and Black. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls cover our six each and every day. So you can do things like take your dopey ass out to look at the eclipse. So if you see these girls and guys in uni, give them a pat on the back. Thank them for their service. Be on your way. We're going to be on our way to a commercial break. I'll be right back on Black, You're Not.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven-hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com right to your door. Order online today. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy, out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. The freaking eclipse is almost here, thank goodness, because I'm tired of talking about it. Although I got friends that went. My cousin, who writes for a military magazine down in Tampa, Florida, went to Tennessee. And a buddy of mine who teaches advanced AP physics, and the as he said, his inner nerd needed to come out. And he's in Tennessee as well. And my scientist friend, his first meal in Tennessee, of course, was Chinese food. And my cousin's first meal was Indian food. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And in case you missed that, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, one thing, and before we move along from the NBA, and this was interesting considering that I believe LeBron's going to end up on the West Coast in LA, but Blake Griffin doesn't think so. Now, I don't know if this is wishful thinking, but he was on the podcast View from the Cheap Seats, and you know, one thing about podcasts is they never get asked any tough questions, so athletes love to go on there. Like, hey, why aren't you working on your jump shot or your free throw shooting? And Blake said, look, I don't see him coming to L.A., period. He said there's something happening with the guys, meaning Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. He thinks that they're all going to go to New York. Now, I mean, if you want an old-timers game, that'd be great. You know, LeBron, Carmelo. Carmelo would have one more year after this if they're not able to move him. And he looks like he has no intention of waiving his clause unless he's going to Houston. Chris is on a one-done. I don't know. It's interesting. Man. If he went to New York, I mean, it would be BS crazy here. And that's all well and good. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they number-wise, I guess they could make it work. They can always make it work, but LeBron on the back end, Carmelo and Kristaps, they wouldn't move Kristaps. They'd have to keep him. Playing with that group, but I just don't see it. I think it's more wishful thinking on Blake Griffin's part. And the other NBA story, and there was one more before we move on to National Football League, but there's a claim out of the Greek Basketball Federation that the Bucks have been messing around and they don't want Giannis Antetokounmpo. See, I got it. From playing in the EuroBasket 2017. And Greece hasn't won one since 2005. And, you know, they want... They don't want him to be there. And he tweaked his knee. And Milwaukee evidently doesn't want him to play. He may not be able to play anyway, but the NBA is denying it. You know, NBA is saying they followed all protocol under the NBA FIFA agreement. You know, I think it's more just timing than anything else. But, you know, look, season cranks up in October. If he's got a knee injury that, and I want to see the doctors over here check it out. But, you know, if you're the Bucks, I don't blame you a damn bit for doing this. Bucks are on the cusp. You know, understand something, and particularly in today's NBA. Antetokounmpo is about to take the next step. He's already a top 10 player in the league. He is about to be a top 5 player. Because, yeah, he's that good. So, you know, it is... I don't blame them. It's probably not the way they wanted to go about it. But I do think, because, you know, they try to keep everything on the up and up with the international stuff and all that. And, you know, it's got to do it. But, and again, there's big investment. There's tens of millions of dollars involved. And when it comes to franchises, billions of dollars involved. And if they don't want to risk that by having him play for the Greek national team, they're going to do their best to make sure that it doesn't happen. And I get it. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, look, the NFL is always upon us. Always upon us. And Anquan Boldin stepping aside. He has decided he's not longer will play no football no more. And he's in the top 10 in a lot of categories. You know? But he's not a top 10 all-time receiver. He just isn't. Bill signed him not too long ago. He got to training camp and decided that, you know, that's it. He's ninth in career receptions. It's a one-year deal. He's not giving up a boatload of cake. But they did the press release. This time he did it through ESPN's Jim Trotter, who is rapidly becoming one of the go-to guys as far as NFL reporting goes. And he did a – it was interesting because everything now is the social justice, and we got into that last week, and I'm not going to go down that road again. But he said, look, football in its purest form is what we all strive for as a nation. Well, okay. Religious, races, back, core values, okay, great. Football has afforded me a platform throughout my career to have a greater impact on my humanitarian work. At this time, I feel drawn to make the larger fight for human rights as a priority. My life purpose is bigger than football. Okay, so I guess he's gonna run the United Nations. No, maybe not. But I question, and I've seen some of the evaluations here as to whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. He's always been a number two receiver at his best. I mean, he was one of those guys, and we talk about it all the time. He's one of those guys that fortunately, as he lost his speed, it really didn't matter because he never had any speed. And he was a great route runner. He was precise, and he knew exactly what he was doing when it came to making sure that, you know, everything was on target for the quarterback and him to connect. And that's all good. Hall of Fame? Yeah, maybe not so much. It's Tapping the Brakes. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side. I am Bob Black. You are not. Stay tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, you're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. When we last spoke, which was about 3.5 minutes ago, Anquan Boldin stepping down, and he's a saint. He's going to go on to serve the community and make sure that everything is cured with all the ills in the world. It's all well and good. I'm glad. I mean, if he's going to do that and he wants to chase things and make sure that justice is done, and he puts on his Superman shirt and away he goes, and that's good. That's good. Yeah. Brandon Bean's statement out of the Buffalo Bill office was interesting, and we respect Anquan's decision to retire. We appreciate the time he gave us over the past 2 weeks. Oh, okay. Let's do a video and retire his number. He can't make this up anymore. I'm not knocking the guy, but, you know, he retired. All right. Okay. He's not an all-timer. Like I said, one of those guys, he a very good wide receiver. Not great. Last couple of years, you know, it's been how it's been. Nothing extraordinary. 67 catches last year. He played all 16 games. 584 yards. You know. Okay. He was never fast. I mean, in any traditional sense, he's faster than I am, but, you know, not particularly fast. And, you know, it's not Hall of Fame material to me. Just isn't. I'm not buying that one. But, you know, we'll see. You know, if he's a social justice warrior, chances are pretty good he's going to get consideration, because that's the world we live in now. But with that being said, he steps off the stage, and that's, you know, pretty cool in itself. Jets, on the other hand, who don't have a quarterback, don't have any wide receivers, don't have an offensive line, and don't have a chance to win too many games this season, have told Josh McCown to be quiet about not playing. Now, Josh McCown, he of the 12-48 record as a starter or whatever he is, yeah, I mean, they don't have, at least as of right now, a quarterback on their team. You know, I saw all the articles after Christian Hackenberg had, I don't know, 12 passing yards or whatever it was for one half. But to be quite honest about it, his offensive line, it literally was made out of paper mache. They were in his grill from Jump Street. You know, it's all well and good to judge a quarterback. And maybe Hackenberg doesn't pass muster and he ends up being a washout in the NFL. I mean, you know, whatever the circumstances are, and, you know, it's all well and good. But Josh McCown came in as the preemptive starter. He didn't get the start. He hasn't been getting the reps. They need to know what's going to happen with Christian Hackenberg. They do. Because they're going to be a bad football team this year. And this kid is going to get the snot wailed out of him if he ends up being a starter. Is he up for the task? Well, they gave him a redshirt season last year to supposedly learn the playbook. They did not put him on the field. And, I don't know. I mean, I would have fired Todd Bowles in the offseason, but, you know, that's just me. I thought he lost the team. You know, Manish Mehta from the Daily News went to talk to him, McCown. And the PR people were around McCown, and they said, don't talk. You know, and McCown wouldn't have thrown the team under the bus. He would have talked about trying to get the young guys reps and, you know, let's see them what they got. And, you know, it's all well and good. But, you know, JETS just end the season. They're not going to make Bowles fall on the sword. This is the plan. They made a run for it last year. They fell flat on their face because their quarterback situation never got resolved. That's on McCagnan. The shape of this roster is on McCagnan. The big question that Woody's brother has, because Woody ain't running the franchise anymore, is do you want McCagnan to pick this roster going forward? You know, they're going to be in the Darnold Allen Rosen sweepstakes. There's no question about it. And regardless of how Hackenberg plays, they're going to bring in a quarterback and they're going to put him under center from day one. So whoever they end up drafting better be ready. And coming out of college, we all know they're not going to be ready. Jets are going to be bad for a while. They don't have any talent. Well, they have talent on defense. That's not fair. But on offense, Scott and I have a chance of making that roster. No joke. Their offense is literally one of the worst in the history of the National Football League. You got to do some heavy lifting to do that. And I'm talking teams in the 60s. I'm talking about the Joe Cap teams up in Minnesota and the Chicago Bear. We don't have a quarterback team. I mean, they got nothing. Their offensive line sucks. Their receivers suck. And the scary thing is, their defense, as constituted right now, is a playoff defense. I don't want to say a Super Bowl defense, but it's a playoff defense. Their offense is one of the worst in the history of the National Football League. They can't protect anybody. Their wide receivers, with the exception of Robbie Anderson, can't get open. And their quarterbacks can't throw the ball. Other than that, they're good. They have been bypassed by the 49ers and the Cleveland Browns. That's how bad they are. Ay, ay, ay. But, you know, but don't talk to the press. That's all that matters. I know. And as I said, it where the NBA is all kumbaya, well, not so much with the NFL. Damora Smith ripping the greedy owners and said that Roger Goodell lied about contract changes. And this is the fallout from Ezekiel Elliott. You know, Brian Gumbel, who does one hell of a job on Real Sports. That's a great show. And to me, it's a necessary tool if you're going to be involved. You know, he said he blamed the owners for opting out of 2008 because they're greedy. Well, okay, they're owners. They're greedy. I mean, they tore up the collective bargaining agreement. Gumbel said, because they're greedy. So, I mean, you know, The socialist unionist is blaming a capitalist owner for being greedy. Well, we never heard that before. And then he talked about the fact, you know, players are not going to make as much as owners, but the lack of guaranteed contracts and the disappearance of the middle-class veterans thanks to a rookie wage scale, which, by the way, the union pushed for. You know, it you can't fix stupid. You really can't. And I got no tolerance for this garbage. He isn't. I'd love to get Damaris Smith in a room and have a debate with him, because I got news here. One of us ain't coming out of the room, and it wouldn't be me. You know, you fight for this because of the fact your veterans resented the fact that quarterbacks and first-round draft picks were coming in and making five times the money that people that who had been in the league for half a decade were making. So you fix it. And then you're pissed off because you fix it. I mean, it's, you know, get BLM involved. You know, go to Goodell's office, protest. Get Spike Lee. He's always up for good protest. How do these people get in position of power? Crying out loud, turn around, look at the NBA, for crying out loud. Look at Major League Baseball. They at least tried it. All right, look, we're going to tap into breaks here. When we come back, Tampico update. Fable, legend, and not heard in a long time. Well, we're going to do that one for you right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven-hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com, right to your door. Order online today, because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for family travel or a quick weekend getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge. The world-class resort features stunningly appointed hotel rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa with an array of relaxing treatments. In addition to health and wellness classes, you can play golf, tennis, or enjoy one of the many hiking trails the area has to offer. Taking care of their little guests is a top priority, offering a kids program along with a family-friendly pool featuring the only sandy beach in the valley. Nonstop flights are available from San Francisco to Palm Springs, so be sure to book your Renaissance Indian Wells Oasis getaway today. Call 760-773-4444. Once again, that's 760-773-4444. Or go to Marriott.com and check out the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa in Indian Wells, California, for some great deals.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We ain't very smart, hanging around Tampico waiting for a job.
Money's getting shorter every day, and pretty soon we're right back where we were, on the bum again. Pushing guys for dimes and sleeping around in freight cars.
Got any ideas?
Yeah. But why not try gold digging for a change? Well, it ain't any riskier than waiting around here for a break. And this is the country where the nuggets of gold are just crying for you to take them out of the ground, make them shine in coins on the fingers and necks of swell dames.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, and the Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your ass. It's a beautiful day in Tampico, Mexico. 80 degrees currently. Feels like 88 because of the humidity. High of 87, low of 78. UV index, 1 out of 10. So it's actually not too bad a day. And for those of us with the skin issues, yeah, you're paying attention to that. 30% chance of humidity tonight. 80% chance of humidity. Boy, that went up, didn't it, with the low of 78. But I'll tell you what, Tampico, Mexico is always the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too bad as well. 70 currently. It's raining, however. UV, 1 out of 10. And you're going to be able to look at some eclipse in Tampico, Illinois. It's not too bad. I was looking at the graph, and it's not too bad of a viewing situation to be in Tampico, Illinois. You're going to get a nice view out of it. 84 for the high, 70 for the low, so they've already hit the low, and a little bit of rain in the forecast. Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, no longer the coldest city ever.
My daughter, too. She's no bargain either, my daughter. You kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles.
Rodney gone. Hey, Scotty, Jerry Lewis passed. I mean, 91. That's not bad. I'd sign up for that. He was hanging in Vegas when he passed. It wasn't a John Entwistle thing, but passed away in Las Vegas at 91. His last known interview, not a particularly pleasant one, but, you know, at 91, you're bitter and you're old. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number, at Bob Black 71, at Bob Black 71, at Bob Black 71. Yeah. Twitter is more your thing. You know, again, we were talking about DeMaurice Smith, and you know, he's just an angry man who's not particularly good at his job. You know, just because you graduate law school doesn't make you good at your job. And just because Roger Goodell is smarter than you are, even though he doesn't have the same common sense, does not make you good at your job. You know? And DeMaurice Smith said he flat out lied about the personal conduct policies. You know? He said, we're drafting a new NFL personal conduct policy. We're going to do it in conjunction with the union. And DeMaurice Smith said he didn't consult the union. And the NFL, which I'm sorry, I'm believing the NFL on this one, said that they repeatedly tried to engage the union, but they had no interest in developing a tough and enhanced personal conduct policy. So they went on around them. You know. And Gumbel put him on the spot. And this is what I like about Brian, because he's a good journalist. He said, you know, well, that all things being how they are, do you want to stick around it as executive director of the union? And Smith danced around it and eventually said, yeah, I intend to stay next year. Yeah, I'd like to. I guess his contract's coming up. Now, am I always going to be happy with the decision of players and respect their decision? Absolutely. So, in other words, if the players decide to give him the boot, he's going to get the boot. You know, and I looked at the clip, and he's pissed off. You know, the NFL is evil. Money people are evil. Billionaires are evil. I mean, you do realize your clients are making millions. Not all of them. You know, such is life. Not everybody makes millions. But they have the ability to. The potential is there. But he wants a level playing field. He wants the NBA. Well, then work towards it. And what it comes down to is this. In the last collective bargaining agreement, he got his ass handed to him. The NFL out-negotiated him, stem to stern. And he went out there and he presented it to his union, and he said, that's the best I could do. And they signed off on it. Because they don't want to strike. They are making money. The difference is that you're talking about 54-man rosters and practice squads and training facilities and the logistics involved in bringing in, you know, 90 guys or whatever the number is now to camp. And having to pay all them and their expenses and everything else. It's an expensive operation to run the National Football League, much more so than the National Basketball Association. It's expensive in the in Major League Baseball, too. I'm going to leave them out of the equation. But the NFL is always comparing themselves to the NBA as far as the finances go. And these guys have guaranteed contracts, and these guys signed for, you know, $100 million contracts and everything else. Well, you know, quarterbacks signed for $100 million contracts, too. They're making $25, $30 million a year. Yeah, the guarantee. If you want to quibble as the head of the union and you want to really get to a negotiating point in the National Football League, what you need to do is make sure when you come out of the next deal that the guaranteed money is better than what it is now. That's the one area where you have a legitimate argument. And even that has improved. You know, but the reality is, especially in the National Basketball Association, right now, it's the Golden State Warriors and everybody else. You know, Cleveland's trying. They got some balance. They won a title. San Antonio's won a title relatively recently. But they're finally starting to step back a little bit. It looks like it's going to be Golden State's world for the next few years. In the NFL, you can't make that statement. Yeah, New England's always around. I get that. And they've been pretty dominant. But can you say that they are the prohibitive favorite for the Super Bowl? They got a 40-year-old quarterback. And the stats don't lie when it comes to 40-year-old quarterbacks. They fall off the cliff. Brady may be the exception. We don't know. But history in itself does not lie when it comes to this. So we'll see. Pittsburgh is on the cusp. Dallas is on the cusp. The Giants are on the cusp. Oakland's on the cusp. I'm leaving teams out, but you get the point. And the reality is that the NFL is balanced. There's very few dynasties. New England is the dynasty. It's the only one where you can say, and the couple of times where they went in there as the prohibitive favorites, they got knocked off by the Giants. Seattle has won its share. San Francisco and Harbaugh there got there. So, you know, for him bitching and pissing and moaning about, well, you know something, quick, get a reality check. I don't side with the players or the owners when it comes to these kind of things. Owners have a right to make money, and players are the commodity, and they have a right to make money too. And if it's an unfair situation, I get it. You reserve the right to strike. You have that right. But the NFL is balanced. Everybody has an opportunity to win. That's not the case always in baseball. It's certainly not the case right now in the NBA because the NBA players figured out a way to exploit the loophole where they can pretty much move at free will if they want to. Well, you want to negotiate that and the NFL is willing to do that? Good luck. Get out there and do it. But it's not going to happen. They'll shut it down. They can absorb it. what they should be worried about in the NFL. And this is where, quite frankly, on a Saturday, if you're having a walkthrough, go take your behind down to the local field where the kids are supposed to be playing football and watch them play soccer, because that's what's going on. You're worried about how much money your players are going to make down the line? You're talking about a strike in 2025? You'll be lucky if you have a sport in 2030. No joke. Because I got news for you. This sport is starting to dry up. Everybody loves football. We get it. And that's fine. But two generations from now, when the talent pool is diluted because mommy ain't letting Johnny play football, you're going to have an entirely different conversation going on. And it's not going to be about guaranteed money, and it's not going to be about the tens of million dollars being made. It's going to be about the fact that NFL owners are going to start selling their franchises because the value is going to go down. And I have said this, and I mean it. I ain't no joke. Every single franchise in the National Football League is worth over $1 billion right now. Every single one of them. I promise you, within 10 years, they won't be. Not unless there is a technological breakthrough on helmets, where they figure out a way to basically put a mini airbag in there that keeps these guys from getting concussions, because mommy ain't going to let her kid play football. And if you're D'Amore Smith and Roger Goodell, for that matter, because I will throw him into the mix, that's what your sorry asses need to be paying attention to. Not whether or not social injustice is being done towards my players. They're all making cake. Like I said, Colin Kaepernick has a net worth of $17 to $20 million. It's a hell of a lot easier to be a social justice warrior when you got a multi-million dollar pillow for your ass to fall on when nobody will hire you in a National Football League. And that's all they're talking about. The cops protested in New York. Give Colin a job. I could give a rat's hind if Colin has a job or not. Have your agent do some heavy lifting and get you a job. Bigger picture, this is the stuff you need to be worried about. Period. Case closed. Because you may not have a sport. That's a real distinct possibility. So, you know, listen, as we start to get up against it, keep that in mind. D'Amore Smith, keep it in mind. You know, it's time to start thinking about another career. Seriously. It's tapping the brakes. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush though, buddy? You say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Domestic violence. Can't do that. Well, you can do it if you're a school teacher. That's okay. 1-800-878-PLAY as we get ready to head out the door, so don't call. At BobBlack71, do tweet. You know something? Christian McCaffrey, and we talked about this going into the draft, he's going to be something special. As long as he can stay healthy, and he's going to be a target, and he's a little small, but he has an amazing skill set. Mike Shula, however, has to use him correctly, and he's the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. I'm real curious to see how it plays out, because I'll take you all the way back to when Mike Shula was coaching Alabama. Tyrone Prothrow was an amazing weapon for them, and they were undefeated with him. And Mike Shula, unfortunately, and this ended up costing him his job, made the mistake of keeping Prothrow in for one play too many against the Florida Gators. And there was a horrific play in the end zone where he broke his leg. And he never set foot on a football field again. Tyrone Prothrow was that kind of weapon. He was a return guy. He was a running back. He was a receiver. He was everything. Well, Mike Shula knew how to use him. Unfortunately, he didn't get him off the field in that one big play, and it ended up costing him his job as Nick Saban came in after they fell on hard times and didn't get Tim Tebow. But with that being said, McCaffrey is special, and he's going to take a lot of pressure off Cam Newton and that offense, if used correctly. He only touched the ball 5 times in the first half against the Titans, and he was explosive. They're going to use him. Trust me when I tell you. And they're going to use him well if this exhibition game was any indication. He's 3 carries, he ran for 33 yards, 2 receptions, 39 yards. Extrapolate that. Good stuff. Believe me, they made the right draft pick. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Scotty for making it sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks, but we will be back on Wednesday with another live and in color edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.